Hello, my belongings. Hello, my beloved. Hello, my dear friends. Hello, my enemies as well, if there are some out there. So 1945, when I was back there growing up in a small country called Madagascar, we used to travel around with many cases, and I was following my mom and my dad, and we were trying to sort of lift up our luggage really, really strong until we met this fisherman who took us all over through the bridge to another little spot where we used to gather our fish and also different types of meat. And while my mother was creating cheese, I used to just stand there and look at the bright sun and feel the sun on my skin, and then I would just scream and I would say like, "Hey, what's wrong with you?" And they would say like, "Hey, nothing, that's like your business." And we used to have all the argues, and then we would just sort of like relax and sort of like stood down and like, well, because the heat was really, really high, there's a lot of desert there, and it's like, you know, there's all this dust and there's all these like different things that can, crabs are moving and you can get bit if you don't have a mosquito thing on you. And you keep on going and going, and slowly, you realize that things have been changing in your life, seriously, like deeply, deep in your life. And you wonder, you really, really wonder. You wonder about all the things that you've done in your life. And you realize that today you might change. Today you might change because there is no other way to change except today. And you keep on encountering those days, and you keep on encountering those years, and years and years pass by, and you don't even know, you don't have a single idea about what can happen. Past or future, it doesn't really matter, because at the moment you only focus on one thing. You are the only thing that's important for yourself. You're not including me at all. I'm only standing there witnessing you, like for no reason, and you only yell at me, and you keep on saying all different words, and I'm like, what the fuck, like, what's wrong? And like, why are you receiving me that way? I'm also human, and I stand for my merits. And if I was a stronger man, I'd fight for you, but I can't. I'm weak, like, look, I have no muscles whatsoever. And then I started yelling. And in the end, like, seriously, like, it took me a while until I realized what I was saying at all. And while I was pulling back, I felt this heat just passing by, and I was really happy about it. And it was June, the 11th of June, 1945, and it was a summer day. I was calling my mom and my dad and George Hunt for the bridge.
there comes this moment when we like to introduce everybody. And there is there on the guitar, it's Boris. And Boris used to be a gymnast. And he used to do all different kinds of sports. And then he found out guitar and bass, and he realized that made more sense for his life than anything else. But he still sticks to his dressing code. Then there is Laura. Laura, who successfully or non-successfully wants to open a cosmetic store and play music on top. And there is Armando, who is from Trieste. And there is something between a man and a woman and a boy and a girl. Armando, anche quando ha voglia, fa la musica. Se no, si siede, legge qualcosa di particolare. This is the only place that's kind of unique to us, and this is a place where we accept and present our tendencies and our streams. And this is a very simple and quite minimal stream today. Wireless feelings are managing your privacy in the settings of a solitude. I'm processing a lie while verifying your skin in a limited storage. You are permitted to my access. So therefore, load me. I am downloading my behavior. Desire of sharing off, so you can allow me. Set up a new hard device and disable automatic login. Keep expanding if possible. Log out after, you don't need me anymore. Put me to sleep when I'm inactive for more than 10 minutes. Log me out when I require no more attention. Details. Set up new environment.
once you feel ready.
I love this. I just love this.
I love this.
I just love this.
I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this. I love this. I just love this. I love this, I just love this. I love this, I love this, I just love this. I love this, I love this, I just love this. I love this, I love this, I just love this.
And you can just hide and sleep.
I love this. I love this. I just love this.
Satisfied with the way you look and what you are, that there is no single doubts about anything, and there is nothing that you want to change on you, starting, for example, from your nose or... Or tits or hips or some... Because it's pretty, I think it's pretty important, I think it's pretty important for people to feel really comfortable in their own body. Like, I'm sure there is many of you sitting at home now or even here, who really don't feel comfortable in their body, and they would do something to them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would really change things. And I feel like, since we all know what you did, I think it's really fair to ask how you feel now after the change. Sure, but still, there is other things that you would like to affect when you walk on the streets, and like, for example, like the man in a white shirt or someone like the man in a green shirt sees you, and like there are those things that they want to say. Exactly. Yeah. That's a fantastic answer indeed. Perhaps if there is questions about her. Visibility, perception, the way she looks. Do you find her attractive?
Yes.
You see, it's pretty simple as that. She said thank you. I'm just having a mic, so that's why it's easier to communicate. Also, like, do you think that she should be more? There is something about. Whisper me, yeah, the question, I forgot. Do you think she's smart? I think the girl really likes you there. Do you think she's too old? Do you think she is too old? Was there a no? Do you know how old she is at all?
Yes, we do.
This is getting really intimidating. Do you know how many children she has? Or does she even have children at all? Five. That's the wrong answer. You want to answer? No, we leave it as a mystery. Maybe you have a question. You can also type it. Do they have a question? They said you're too old.
If you move your head up.
Maya's 43 years old. She has two kids. She's very happy. She's pretty happy. She's very happy. She leads a happy life. I'll tell you, I saw her house. It's a bit outside. It's not really in the center, but it's really big. And it has a little courtyard in front. Has a dog. A dog was born here, or not here, 25 kilometers more north, in a little picturesque town in central Istria. But then we took the dog, and she got a dog also. And her house, her walls are, she has a screen, she has a projector in her living room, and I think that's really, not a lot of people can afford that.
So, Now you have to answer my questions. It's sorry, Marco, what are you doing here?
I'll stay here.
Okay. Sorry. Hello. My question is, do you enjoy being here?
Can I also answer? Can I also answer?
Sure. Can you answer?
I do.
Okay, so do you enjoy being here?
I do.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
What are your interests?
My interests, they start from, I don't know, if I go in alphabetical order, I'm interested in animals, in biology, in cakes, in deconstructing things, in estimating.
What is your preferred music at the moment?
My preferred music at the moment is... this is a hard question.
So I'm doing some sound textures at the moment. So you can listen to that and then just navigate me if you want something different, and I can tell you if I can do that or not. Those are some textures. Some possible choices. They are live generated. It's not tracks. So
Dirty face with small hands to protect myself from seeing. A few nights ago, I covered my face again. It took me a while to recognize that the fact that I was hiding. I was counting exactly till 7 millions before I was found. I tend to put a mask on a few times a year. I avoid February. And the act of self-reflection and the treasure of disappearance. Unsuccessful. I reflect again. I cover myself with a fur coat. Publicly. Private darkness makes you perform activities in a more sincere way. Isn't honesty and sincerity goods that we all crave for? Well, I do. I printed words and glued them on my face so that my lazy tongue can have a rest.
I repeat myself constantly, and so does my face. The aging arrives slowly, slowly enough for me to be able to transform more rapidly. I wrap up my head daily in order for you to feel more comfort. Cotton or plastic bags or even some cheap makeup is less harmful than a 28-year-old skin and some dark hair. I transform into a living ghost and a blanket with a hole. They attacked again, fully dressed. If you want a successful war, make sure you wear a good mask and a good costume. I don't want to recognize you, the enemy, once you broke my heart. If you want a successful war, make sure you wear a good costume and a mask. I don't want to recognize the enemy once you broke my heart. If you want a successful war, make sure you wear a good costume and a mask. I don't want to recognize the enemy once you broke my heart. If you want a successful war, make sure you wear a good costume and a mask. I don't want to recognize the enemy once you broke my heart. If you want a successful war, make sure you wear a costume and a mask. Because I don't wanna recognize the enemy once you broke my heart.
Yes, I'm getting ready for bed.
How come you're up so late? I was waiting for your phone call. Didn't you say you're gonna call me? Oh yes, I did. How is your cat? Oh, it's pretty well. They changed her liver today. She's doing better. Do you think we'll manage to do the travel this summer? Well, only if you come down to the coast. You can take a car and go wherever you want. I'd like if you come to visit me. I bet I will. Can I bring some people with me? No, I prefer if you come alone. Okay, if you want that. Do you have enough food in your fridge, or shall I bring some? I live pretty close to the market, so I'm sure we can get it. And what about the rent? Do I have to pay you something? No, just come. Hey, I read your blog the other day. Oh yeah? Yeah. Did you like it? Well, my blog. Well, yeah. Well, thank you. I'm only curious about one thing. Well, I'm curious, when will you start talk the way you write? Well, I can't talk the way I write. Yes, you can. If you can write the way you talk, then you can talk the way you write. I miss poetry when you're talking. You miss poetry? Oh, now you're gonna have some poetry.
did they give a fuck about my life anyway? They hated me for what it was. There was a bruise here. And also they took this metal thing and they kept me, like, they slammed me. They took this metal thing and they went like this, and I was laying on the floor and they banged it across my back, and I think my vertebrae just like went and they broke. Then another guy, he had like some boots on, and then he put my head on the pavement on the street, and then he did this with his boot on, and he pressed. I felt his boot going into my ear, and I felt a crack here while my neck was twisting. Then I don't really remember much. I know they tied me up around some kind of a pillar of a street. And I know one of them peed on me. And the animal was spitting beer on me. Then they put my clothes on fire. And then I remember I couldn't feel pain anymore. And I remember I was shouting something like, really like, going like, hey, help, or I don't even know if I knew what were half the men at that point. And then these guys, they came all around me. There was like a bunch of them. And then they took their baseball stick, and they just started banging. And I remember my arms going like, remember my bones breaking up. My limbs just started flying around. The blood started pouring everywhere. My teeth flying to my left, to my right. My bones cracking. I felt cold. I felt abandoned. I felt beaten for no reason. And it continued for another 20 minutes. The last thing that I remember, I already had wounds from the cuts all over. This one dude pulled out a gun and put it straight clip into my forehead above my nose. And I heard a trigger going. And then I just remember, I didn't hear the bang. You know what? I think I died before the bang. I totally screwed him over. They thought they're gonna shoot me in the head. But I died before. Because I don't remember the bang. Next thing I saw was the light opening. As my friend would say, because I deserve light opening. And there's this tunnel and I'm going through. And on the end of the tunnel, everybody in white t-shirts, no trousers, long hairs covered. I go around, I try to see if I recognize someone, perhaps my grandma, grandpa. There is nobody to be found yet. Heaven seems a bit more like a waiting room than actually heaven. And if I'm walking there in heaven, there is this woman sitting on a computer. She's taking some kind of calls, I guess. And there was this one guy, he was dressed in some kind of a white shirt with some squares on. building, I guess it's high. There was another man dressed in white. He was bald. He looked at me, I looked at him. He said hello. He didn't reply, I looked at him alone. You know what was really weird for heaven? So much cables in heaven. A lot of cables. And the last thing I was expecting in heaven was tiles. I thought I had wood or something. But perhaps I wasn't even there yet, I don't know. And there was this constant beep going.
Fiction is gone. Once upon a time, there was a prince who wanted to marry a princess, but you would have to be a real princess. He traveled all over the world to find one, but nowhere could he get what he wanted. There were princesses enough, but it was difficult to find out whether they were real ones. There was always something about them that was not as it should be. So he came home again and was sad, for he would have liked very much to have a real princess. One evening a terrible storm came on. There was a thunder and lightning, and the rain poured down in torrents. Suddenly a knocking was heard at a city gate, and the old king went to open it. It was a princess standing out there in front of the gate.
Yours, Rosvia.